Hey, we're going to start at the Mishnah, two lines from the bottom of Davchov Dalad on the base. Says the Mishnah, Ein Kirin, one does not tear Kriya, V'loi Chiltzin, nor does one reveal the shoulder, V'ein Mavrin, nor does one give the mourner's meal. There was a meal at the beginning of the Shiva, at the beginning of the mourning period, where the meal would be given by the neighbors, by other people, to the family. That's called the mourner's meal, the Sudas Havra. Ein Mavrin Elo, these things are only done Elo Krovov Shalmeis. Only the relatives of the deceased, father, mother, son, daughter, spouse, and brother, sister, those seven relatives, they are the ones that do Kriya, Achelutz, they reveal their shoulder, and they have the Sudas Havra. Another halacha, says the Mishnah, Ve'ein Mavrin Elo Al Mitos Kufa, that those who come in to serve the mourner's meal, then they should be sitting on upright beds, not on turned over beds like the mourners were sitting on. Says the Gemara, Vafilu Chacham. We can assume that even when a Chacham passes away, only his seven relatives, Ter Kriya, etc., as we saw in the Mishnah, that only Elo Krovov Shalmeis. Vahotanya, does this not seem to contradict the Braisa? It says in the Braisa, Chacham Shemeis, when a Chacham, a sage, passes away, Hakil Krovov, everyone is his relative. And now the Gemara interjects, Hakil Krovov Salkadaitoch, what makes anyone his relative besides for his real relatives? Ela Hakil Krovov, what the Braisa meant was, everybody is considered similar to, like his relatives. Continues the Braisa, what ramifications does it have that when a Chacham passes away, everybody is considered like his relatives, that Hakel Kirin Olav, that they all tear Kriya over him, Vahakel Chiltin Olav, and they all reveal their shoulders in mourning, Vahakel Mavrin Olav Berachova, and the meal they have outside, that mourner's meal, everybody has that mourner's meal. Now why is that Braisa not directly contradicting our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Loitz Richa de Lav Chacham Hu. Our Mishnah is talking about a regular person who passes away, only his relatives do these things. When Chacham passes away, then that's different, as it says in the Braisa. Now says the Gemara, okay, so our Mishnah is talking about everybody besides for a Chacham. Vi Odom Kosheru, but if he's just a regular upright person, Chiyuva Mechayev Lemikra, are we not required? Is everybody not required to tear Kriya, not only his relatives? The Tanya, did we not learn in a Braisa, Mipnei Ma Bonov Ubnoisov Shalod Omeisim Kashem Ktanim? Why does a person's sons and daughters die when they're young? Kadesha Yivkev Yis Abil Al Odom Kosher. In order that one should cry for an upright person, the Gemara says Yivkev, the Gemara interjects, Yivkev Yis Abil? In order that they should cry and mourn over an upright person, Irvoina Koshokil, are you like taking a security in advance? You want me to do something, so you want this person to cry and to mourn over an Odom Kosher, and therefore you're taking a child away, you're taking an Odom Kosher away. Irvoina Koshokil Mine, you're taking an Arvus from this person? That doesn't make sense. Elo Mipnei. What the Braisa means is that the reason a person's children die young, and then he indeed has to mourn over an upright person, the young child is always upright, they haven't done Averis, it's because one doesn't cry and mourn over an Odom Kosher, an upright person. And continues the Braisa, because anybody who cries and mourns over an upright person who passes away, then all his sins are forgiven, because of the respect and the honor he's given this upright person. So when it says here that there's a requirement to be misabil and to mourn, that includes tearing kriya. The Ritva speaks that out. So you see here in the Braisa explicitly that even for an Odom Kosher, one has to tear Kriya. Not just for a Chacham, our Mishnah says that Kriya is only done by Krovov Shalmeis. Answers the Gemara, Delav Odom Kosher Hu. Our Mishnah is only talking about a person who wasn't completely upright and kosher. If he wasn't completely kosher and obviously not a Chacham, then only Krovov Shalmeis tear Kriya. Says the Gemara, Yidukoi Hosom. B'sha'as yitzias neshama, chiyuv v'mechayev. Assuming that even this person, who is not an Adam Kasher and not a Chacham, but anybody who was there at the time that the soul, the neshama, departed from him, is chayev to take kriya. The Tani we learned in the Braisa of Shem ben Eloz Oimer. Ha'imid ala meis, if somebody is standing close by a person who's passed away, b'sha'as yitzias neshama, whilst his neshama is departing from him, chayev l'kriya. He has to take kriya. Why? L'mozeh doimer. What's this compared to? L'sefer Torah shenisraf. Is a Yiddish person, a Jewish person whose soul is departing from him. That is like a sefer Torah shenisraf, a sefer Torah that's being burnt. Shechayev l'kriya. And we're going to learn later on Daf Chaf Vav, when you see a sefer Torah burning, you have to take kriya. Says the Gemara, you're right, that at the time of the passing away, anyone has to take kriya if they are witness to it. Our Mishnah is talking about not a chacham, not a kosher, and not anybody who was there, b'shas yitzias neshama. Continues the Gemara, kinoch nafsheder of Safra. When Rav Safra passed away, loikoru rabbonon olei the rabbonon, the other chachomim did not take kriya. Omri, they said, loigomrinon minei. We didn't learn, we didn't directly hear teachings and Torah from him, and therefore we don't need to take kriya. Omalu Abaya said to those chachomim, mitanya horav shamis. Does it say that, in the braisa we saw before at the top of the Omid, does it say that only a Rebbe, your teacher who passed away, you have to mourn? It says chacham shamis, any chacham, a wise person who passes away. Tanya, that's what we learned in the braisa. And Rav Safra was clearly a chacham, so everybody has to take kriya, even if you're not his Talmud, you're not his disciple. Void, not only that, you are his Talmidim. Kol yoyma shmaitze bepumin bebe midrasha. Do we not constantly, with our mouths, do we not say over and repeat his quotes of his teachings in the Beis HaMedrash? Well, that also makes you into a Talmud. You've been learning his teachings, and that's also a good enough reason to take kriya. So these Talmidim, they accepted what Abaya told them, but they assumed, Maidahava. Okay, we should have torn kriya. We didn't tear kriya, it's too late. Omalu Abaya. Abaya said to them, Tanina, we learnt in a braisa, Chochem, regarding a Chochem, Kolzman Shoiskim Be Hesped, all the while that they are still engaged in eulogizing him, Chayvin the kriya, it's still appropriate to tear kriya. You can still tear kriya, it's not too late. Sovor lemikri l'alta, they wanted to immediately tear a kriya. That's what they should have done straight away. But it happened to be that that very moment, it was in between two hespedim, two eulogies, and at that particular moment, there was no hesped going on. So Omalu Abaya said to them, Tani we learnt in a braisa, Chochem, regarding a Chochem who passes away, Kvoidoi, the honor, the respect that is given to him by tearing kriya is only by hespedoi whilst the hesped is going on. Wait till the next eulogy starts and then you can tear kriya. Continues the Gemara, kinoch nafsheder Rav Huna. When Rav Huna passed away, sovru lo isuve sefer Torah apurie. They wanted to put a sefer Torah on his bier. And they wanted to say about him that ki emzeh mashakosav bezeh. We've seen this elsewhere in Shas, that they would put a sefer Torah and say that the person lying here, he fulfilled everything it says in this sefer Torah. Omalu Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said to the people there, milse de bechaye, something that in the life of Rav Huna, Rav Huna's just passed away, he's lying here, deceased, whilst he was alive, lo svirli. He didn't hold it was appropriate to use a Sefer Torah this way. Hashta leikum le, levid le. Now you're going to do with him and to him something that in his lifetime he would have disagreed with. The Omer of Tachlifa. Rav Tachlifa said, Ano chazite il Rav Huna. I saw Rav Huna. The boy lemeis vapuria. He wanted to sit down on a bed. V'have a monach Sefer Torah ale. And there was a Sefer Torah on the bed. V'kof kado aro. He turned over a jug on the ground, and he put the Sefer Torah on it, and he didn't want to sit on the bed with the Sefer Torah on it. Alma, we see from there, kasovar osa leishiv al gabi mitosh a Sefer Torah munach oleo. It's also to be on the same bed as a Sefer Torah. And so that's why Rav Chizda said to the people who are dealing with Rav Huna's body, saying, do not put a Sefer Torah there, because Rav Huna himself didn't want to ever be on the same bed with a Sefer Torah. Lehava nofik puria abova. We're continuing to discuss what happened with Rav Huna. They tried to remove the bier from through the doorway to take it out. It has to be taken to the cemetery. And it didn't fit. Sova l'shel shulei derech gagin, they wanted to lower the body through a hole in the roof. Omalu Rav Chisda. Again, Rav Chisda came forward and says, Hogamir no minei, did we not learn from Rav Huna himself? He told us that a chochem, regarding a chochem, kvoidoi, the honor and respect to him is derech Pesach, is that he should be removed from the house through a door, not through a window in a ceiling, in the roof. So they consider transferring him from a wider bed, a wider bier, to a narrower one. Omelu Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda again said, Rav Huna himself told us, Chochem kvoidei b'mita rishayna. The respect of a chochem is that he's taken out on the first bed that he was put onto. What would be the source that a chacham shekvoide b'mita rishayna? Shenemar. This is learned from a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vayarkivu es aroin ho elikim el agolo chadosho, vayisauhu mi beis avinodov asher begivav uuzov v'achri bnei avinodov neagim es agolo chadosho." So we see from there that we learn from there that honor is, that means that the due respect is that one doesn't move from one bed to another bed. As is apparent there, that when they sent the Oroin to Klal Yisrael back, when the Plishtim sent it back, then they took the Oroin, that on the very Agol, on the wagon that it was brought initially, they kept it on that wagon to bring it to the Ir Dovid. And so you see from there that transferring something from one wagon to another, from one bed to another, is disrespectful. Poras Bova v'afkua. So they broke away at the door frame and they removed and they took Rav Huna out on the bier without the Sefer Torah on the wide original bed. Pasach alei Rav Abba. Rav Abba was giving a hesped. He opened as follows. Ro'i hoyo Rabbeinu ayo Rebbe Rav Huna was fitting Shetishrael of Shechina, that the Shechina, the divine presence, should be resting on him. Enoshe Bovel Gormolei, but because he lived in Bovel, and we know that the Shechina does not reside in Chutz Loretz, and therefore it didn't happen in practice. Masi Rav Nachman Bar Chisda, Va'omrilei Rav Chanon Bar Chisda. He's asking the question as follows. How can you say that the Shechina doesn't reside outside Eretz Yisrael? Does it not say in the Pasuk, right at the beginning of Sefer Yecheskel, Hoyoy hoyo dvar Hashem el Yecheskel ben Buzi Akoyin, where did Yecheskel have his revelation, his prophecy? Be'eretz Kazdim, which is Bovel, al Nahar Kvar, on the river Kvar, v'tehi olav shom yad Hashem. So he was asked a question. And who asked this question? Either of Nachman Bar Chisda or Rav Chanan Bar Chisda, one of the two children of Rav Chisda, asked this question on Rabbi Abba, who was giving a hesped on Rav Huna. Tofech le'avua, so Rav Chisda, who was the father of whoever asked this question, tapped his son Besandule with his sandal, and Omale, and said to him, Lav amin elechod, did I not tell you, lo titzred alma, don't disturb people with these questions. This is not a question. My hoyo, when it says hoyo hoyo dvar Hashem el Yecheskel, what does it mean? Shehoyo kvar already was in Eretz Yisrael, which means that he was already in Eretz Yisrael and he'd already had prophecy in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's not such a difficulty to understand that even in Kazdim on Nahar Kvar he had a revelation. But somebody who hadn't had nevuah in Eretz Yisrael is not going to be. Will not merit any divine revelation in Bovel. Shehoyo kvar, the Rashi has got two explanations. Does it mean that it only happened once, it's never going to happen again? Or does it mean, like we just explained, that since he had already nevuah in Eretz Yisrael, he also had nevuah outside? Ki osku alahosom, when after the hespedim in Bovel, they then brought Rav Huna to Eretz Yisrael to be buried. Omru leilu Rav Ami ulurbasi. They said to Rav Ami and Rav Asi, Rav Huna Ostu, Rav Huna's arrived. They didn't say that he had passed away and he'd arrived from Bovel to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. They just said to Rav Ami and Rav Asi, Rav Huna's arrived. Omru. So Rav Huna said, and so Rav Ami and Rav Asi responded to the people who told them, and they said, Ki avinu hasam, when we were in Bovel, we had so much awe. He was such a prominent and respectable and choshev person, and we were so humbled before him, we couldn't even raise our heads before Rav Huna. Because of his authority and his greatness, we couldn't even lift our heads. Hashta asinan hacha? And now that we've come here to Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Huna stayed there, also Basrein, he's followed us here to Eretz Yisrael. Omrulais, they said to Rav Ami and Rav Asi, no, aroinoi ba, his coffin has come, he's not alive anymore. Rav Ami and Rav Asi, nafuk. So Rav Ami and Rav Asi went out to be melave, to go to follow the bear. Rav Ila and Rav Chanina, loy nafuk. However, Rav Ila and Rav Chanina, they didn't go out to greet the orin, the coffin with Rav Hunain. Ikad Omr of Ila Nofak, Rav Chanina Loi Nofak. Some say that it was Rav Ila who went out and it was Rav Chanina who didn't go out. And the Gemara now says, De Nofak, the one who did go out towards Rav Huna, my time, what was the reason for that? De Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Oroin Ha'ovir Mimokim Lemokim, when an orin, a coffin, a cask with a corpse inside, moves from place to place. Oim dimalov b'shura. When it comes to a new place, one stands in rows, and the people in mourning go through the rows of people. Va'im onlov birchas aveilim, and one says the birchas aveilim, the tanchume aveilim, and one does the tanchumen, the condolences to the people in mourning. And since all the halachas of the funeral, had it been done in its original place, are also kept when it's not done in its original place, when it's moved from place to place, since all the halachas of the mourning apply, and therefore they went out and they followed the orin. Deloy nofak, but those who didn't go out towards the orin of Rav Huna, Maitama, what was their reason? Tanya, we learnt in a braisa. Orin over mimokim lemokim, when an orin is taken from one place to the next, and there's a considerable amount of time between the time he passed away and here. Ein oim dimalov b'shura, one does not stand in rows. Ve'in oim dimalov b'rechas aveilim, v'tanchumi aveilim, nor does one say the brocha of the aveilim or the condolences. Asks the Gemara, Kashya na'adodi, they're both bringing a proof from a braisa. The two braisas seem to contradicting each other. Answers the Gemara, Loi Kashya, it's not a contradiction. Kan Sheldoi Kayemis. When the skeleton is still intact, then even though it's been a few days or a while since the person passed away until the burial, that nonetheless, since the skeleton is intact, then the halochas of mourning still apply, as we saw in the braisa. Kan B'Shein Sheldoi Kayemis, the other braisa that says that once a corpse has moved around for too long, and therefore the halachas of mourning do not apply, that's referring to a case where the skeleton is no longer intact, and that's how we resolve this seeming contradiction. Asks the Gemara of Rav Huna, Sheldoi Kayemis Hava, can we not assume that Rav Huna's skeleton was still intact, and then why the people who didn't go to follow the orin of Rav Huna, then they were following the braisa that says that we just explained now is talking about when the skeleton is not intact. Well, the skeleton was intact. Answers the Gemara de Linofak, those that did not follow and go to follow the orin of Rav Huna was Lo Saimur Kameh, they did not receive a full report, and they assumed or they didn't hear that his skeleton was still intact, and therefore they didn't go. Asks his Gemara, Omri, Heichan Nechei. Now that Rav Huna had arrived in Eretz Yisrael, the Chachomim in Eretz Yisrael were discussing, where are we going to bury Rav Huna? So, says the Gemara, they were discussing, Rav Huna rebates Torah b'Yisrael. Rav Huna was spreading Torah to Klal Yisrael. V'Rav Chia rebates Torah b'Yisrael. And Rav Chia also was engaged in spreading Torah in Klal Yisrael. B'Yisrael Hava, Man Mai. So they decided they were going to bury Rav Huna in the same cave as Rav Chia. Man Mai Ilay. Now the question is, who's going to have the merit, or who's going to take the body of Rav Huna into that cave to lay him next to Rav Chia? Omer Lohu Rav Chaga. Rav Chaga came and said, Ano Mai Linalei. I will lift Rav Huna and take him into that cave. Do'ikimte l'talmudoi. Kihavino bar tamnus rishonin. The reason that I deserve to take him down is because I established all my knowledge when I was just 18 years old. Velechozili keri, and also I never saw the tumah of keri. Umashmalei kamei, and I was an attendant to Rav Huna. Veyodi beuvdei, and I'm very acquainted with Rav Huna's pious deeds. Deyem echad, I'll give you an example. Says Rav Chaga, one day is hapicha lei retzua de tefillin. One day the strap of Rav Huna's tefillin turned over, and the black side of the strap of the tefillin was now not facing out. V'yosiv alo arboin tanisa, and he fasted. Rav Huna fasted 40 days to atone for that incident. So they gave Rav Huna the schus, the merit to be able to take, not Rav Huna, Rav Chaga, the schus to take Rav Huna down to be buried next to Rav Chia. Aile, so he lifted up the body. Havagoni Yehuda miyamino da'avua. V'chizkia mismoilo. When he went into the cave, then Aile, when he went into the cave, he saw that the older son of Rav Chia was buried on the right side of Rav Chia, and the younger son, Chizkia, was buried on the left side of Rav Chia. Omar le Yehuda le Chizkia. So now Yehuda, so to speak, said to Chizkia, the older brother, said to the younger brother, Kum miduchteich, stand up from your place. They were both no longer alive. Stand up from your place. Dela avoyrach ara, it's not appropriate. Dekoim Rav Huna, that Rav Huna should stand and wait. Behadu dekoim, and whilst you take your time getting up. So come, and so Chizkia actually stood up, so to speak, he moved out of his place, and come behadei, together with Chizkia rose Amuda Denura, a pillar of fire. Chazia Rav Chaga. Rav Chaga saw this pillar of fire that was moving together with Chizkia. Ivis, he got a shock. Zokfei la'aroina, he raised the oroin of Rav Huna, the coffin of Rav Huna, he raised it in order to protect himself from that pillar of fire. V'nofak osa, and he went out. And the reason that Rav Chaga, the only reason he didn't get harmed by the fire, mishum dezokfei la'aroinid Rav Huna, was because he had lifted up the oroin of Rav Huna, and he raised it to protect him from the fire, and indeed the fire could not harm him. Continues the Gemara, kinoch nafsheder Rav Chizda. When Rav Chizda passed away, sovur lo isuvei sefer Torah apuria, then they intended to put a Sefer Torah onto the bier, onto the bed where he was lying. Omalu Rav Yitzchok. Rav Yitzchok said, Milsa de la Rabbe, who was Rav Chizda's Rebbe? Rav Huna. And we saw before that they wanted to put the Sefer Torah on the bed of Rav Huna, and Rav Chizda said, don't do that, because Rav Huna wouldn't have allowed that. So now they're doing that to Rav Chizda. Rav Yitzchok says that something that Rav Chizda's Rebbe, Lois Svirle, didn't hold that it was okay to do that. And now Nakam Nevidle, we're going to do this to Rav Chizda. Kasavur deloy lemishlal kari. They intended not to sew up the tear that they rent when Rav Chizda passed away. They intended not to even temporarily sew it back up. Omelu Rav Yitzchok bar Ami, Chochem, kiven shechziru pnei mechir amito, shaylim. So Rav Yitzchok bar Ami told them that Chochem, a tear that one does for a chochem, as soon as one's turned away from the mitah, from the burial, shaylilin, they immediately, at least temporarily, sew together the tear. Continues the Gemara, kinoch nafshei de Rabbi Bar Huna v'Rav Hamnuna. When Rabbi Bar Huna and Rav Hamnuna passed away, oskinu lahosom, they brought them to Eretz Yisrael, kimotu agishra, and they were going together, and when they arrived at this narrow bridge, Komu Gamli, the camels that were carrying them, they stopped, they stalled in their place, and nobody understood what's going on. There's no space for two of them to go next to each other. One of them has to go first. Why is neither of them moving forward? Omaluhu Hautaya, this Arab merchant said, My hai, what's going on here? Omrule. So they said to this Arab merchant, they said, Rabbonon, these two chachomim that passed away, deko'av de yakra badayu, they're honoring each other. Mar Omar, one of them is saying, Mar Neil Beresha, you, my master, should go first. Umar Omar, the other one is saying, no, Mar Neil Beresha, you, my master, should go first. They were arguing who was going to get, or who was going to give the honor of the other one to go first on this narrow bridge. Omar, so this Arab merchant said, Dino, it would make sense, the Rabbi Bar Huna Leil Beresha, that Rabbi Bar Huna should go first. And there's a discussion here, what made him say that? Why should Rabbi Bar Huna go first? But that's what he said. And for some interesting reason, the camels and the Niftorim, the deceased themselves, somehow accepted that, and Cholif Gamle de Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. So Rabbi Bar Huna's camel went first. What happened then? Notur Kochei Veshinei Dautaya. This, the Arab merchant was actually punished that his jaw and his teeth fell out from his mouth as a punishment. Exactly what the punishment is and why he deserved the punishment is discussed in the Mefarshim, but we're just doing a basic reading and understanding of the Gemara. Posach Olei Hahu Yenuka. There was this youngster, Yenuka is a young child, a young person who started to give a hesped. And he said, Geza Yeshishim Olo Mi Bovel. The disciples of the sages have come up from Bovel, and with them is the Book of Wars. Rashi says here it means a Sefer Torah. And there's a number of other explanations here. Ka'os ukpoid huchpelu, which are types of birds. It's like the two types of birds, a ka'os and a kapoid, have combined. And liro is to observe b'shoid v'shever, from the plunder and the calamity, habo mishinor, that has come from Shinor, and these are expressions of a curse that Hashem had been very annoyed and taken away from our world. These two tzaddikim, kotzaf aloilomoy, that Hashem is annoyed and angered at his world, v'chomos mimenu nefoshos, and has snatched away from our world these holy neshamas, v'somach bohem, and Hashem is glad with these neshamas, he rejoices with them, kekalo chadosh, like a new bride. Roichev Arova is the one who rides on the high heavens. Sos v'sameach is glad and rejoices. Bebo Elov Nefesh Noki v'tzadik, when the spirit, when the soul of a clean and righteous tzaddik comes up to the heavens. Kinoch Nafshei de Ravina, when Ravina passed away, Posach Aleihu Savdona. The Savdona, the one that was eulogizing, started as follows: Tmorim Hiniu Roish. The date palms, you should wave the heads of the tree. Al tzadik katomor, on a tzadik who's compared to a date palm. Nosim leilois kayomim, let's non-stop be in mourning and with lamenting and mourning. Al mesim leilois kayomim, like he learned Torah day and night. Omeleir vashi lebar kipoik. Vashi said to bar kipoik, Hahu yoima, that day, the Ayir Vashi, I'm going to pass away. My Omrus, this Bar Kipoik, he was a eulogizer. He was somebody who used to give hespedim. So Ravashi asked him, what are you going to say when I die? Omalei said, I'm going to say as follows. Amina, I'll say, Im Barozim noflosh al heves, if on the cedar trees has fallen a flame. Mayasu izuve ikir, what should the inferior plants that are growing on the wall, what should they say? Livyoson bechiko hu aloif, the Livyoson, a huge big whale, gets lifted out of the sea with a fish hook. Mayasu dogei rakak, what should the small fish in the small pond say? Benachal shoitev, if in a rushing stream, noflo chake, the dryness has descended and dried out. Mayasu meigovim, what should the stagnant ponds of waters do? So he was more or less comparing the Rav Ashi. This Bar Kipoik was saying to Rav Ashi, I would compare you to a flame, to fish being pulled with a fish hook, to a fish hook, and to the dryness of the streams. And Rav Ashi wasn't so pleased about that. We'll soon see. Omar Le Bar Ovin. Bar Ovin, who was also a eulogizer, he said to this Bar Kipoik, Chas v'shalom, how can you compare the great and holy tzaddik, Rav Ashi, the chaka to a fish hook, v'shalheves, and to a flame, but tzaddika, amina, that's what you're going to say about tzaddikim, umay omras. So Bar Kipoik asked Bar Ovin, so what are you going to eulogize Rav Ashi? Amina, he said, I'll say as follows, b'chul avelim, cry for those in mourning, and don't cry for the lost soul. Shehila menucha, because ultimately it's destined to find peace. And we'll continue sighing that we haven't got the tzaddik with us. So he also, he wasn't like what Bar Kipoik said, but he himself said that the soul is like a lost soul. There's something lost about the soul of Rav Ashi. Cholash daite, Rav Ashi was very upset and concerned by these types of hespedin that would be said about him. Alayhu, on the words of these maspidim, of these eulogizers, v'ishapich kari, the punishment that they had was that their feet got inverted. Hahu yayma, that day when indeed Rav Ashi passed away, le'osu laspude, they didn't come to give a hesped. V'hainu da'omer Rav Ashi, that's what Rav Ashi said, lo'i bar kipoik cholitz, because chalitza, which we learn about extensively in Maseches Yevamos, involves a shoe on his foot. And so Rav Ashi said, not bar kipoik can do chalitza because his foot got inverted, v'lo'i bar ovin. And bar ovin also can't do chalitza because his foot, cholitz, he can't do that either because his foot also got inverted. Continues the Gemara. Rava ki hava osa ledigles. When Rava was approaching the river Diglas, Omar lele bar ovin, he said to bar ovin, kum eima milsa. You know, daven for me, daven that I should successfully be able to pass over the river. Koi va Omar. So he stood and he said as follows, boyu roiv shlishis. Most of the shlishis. Shlishis is it's called a third. Klal Yisrael is alluded to as being the shlishis. And there are sources for that. The Rashi says, Yisrael nikru shlishis, v'rova shokul karoiv Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is called shlishis. We learn about that. It's a Gemara. The Gemara we learned in Shabbos Daf Peiches of the Tlisoi and in Sanhedrin. So that's Klal Yisrael. Roiv Shlishis is the majority of Shlishis, which means that Rava was as great and was compared to most of Klal Yisrael. So he said, Bo Roiv Shlishis, most of Klal Yisrael, the person who's worthy and great, like most of Klal Yisrael, is coming b'mayim into the water, Zechoyer, remember, V'rachim, and have mercy. To'inu me'acharecho, we have strayed from you, ki isho mi baylo, like a woman who has strayed from her husband. Al taznichenu, but don't forsake us, k'ois meimora, like the water that the soita who strayed from her husband drinks, and if found guilty, then the water mets out to her a very terrible punishment. You waters, even though we've strayed from Hashem, don't punish us and allow Rava, who is the third of who is like the majority of the Klal Yisrael, allow him to cross these waters safely. Continues the Gemara. Chonin, Yechanon, Zeira, Abba, Yaakov, Yosi, Shmuel, Chia, Menachem, Siman. And this is a siman of what people said when, as eulogies. When these Chachomim passed away, how people responded, how the people who were used to giving drashas, what they said. And it's a very interesting, this siman, because we're going to mention many more people here than mentioned in this siman. Not all those mentioned in the siman are actually mentioned in the Gemara. The order is not completely accurate. And the Mefarshim discuss what went on here, but either way, this siman is not as accurate as they regularly are. Says the Gemara, Rav Chonin chasne debe nasiya hava. Rav Chonin, who was the son-in-law of the Nasi, Loi kohava leibona, he didn't have any children. Boya rachma, he davened for to Hashem for to have mercy on him. Vahavale, and he had children. Hahu yoyma dahavale, that day that he had a child, noch nafshe, Rav Chonin passed away. Posach oleahu savdona. This eulogizer, he said as follows. Simcha letuga nefcha. Joy has been turned to sorrow. Sosoin v'yogoyim nidboku. Joy and sadness have attached. Ba'is simchosoi nenach. At the time of happiness, he sighed. Ba'is chaninosoi. At the time that his son was favored with life, Ovad chaninoi, the one that gave him life, namely his father, lost the merit of life. Asikule chonon al shmei, and they named this child Chonin, Chonon, after his father. Continues the Gemara, kinoch nafshei, Rabbi Yechanan. When Rabbi Yechanan passed away, Posach olei Rabbi Yitzchok ben Elozer. Rabbi Yitzchok ben Elozer said as follows, Kosher hayoyim liyishol, this day is difficult for Klal Yisrael, kayoyim bo shemesh batzoraim, like the day that the sun set at midday. The Chsiv, it says in the Posuk, in Omois, Vohoyo bayoyim ahu, Nu'um Hashem Elikim, Vehevesi hashemesh batzoraim, I've brought down the sun at midday, I've darkened the land on a bright day. Rabbi Yochanan had said to explain that pasuk, that's referring to the day that Yoshio passed away. Now that day was like the sun setting at midday. And now Rabbi Yitzchok ben Elazar said the same thing about Rabbi Yochanan himself. When Rabbi Yochanan passed away, Yosef Rabbi Ami Shiva Shloishim. Rabbi Ami sat 7 days with halachos of Shiva and 30 days with halachos of Shloishim. Omer Rabbi Abba Bered Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. Rabbi Ami Da'ovad, so Rabbi Abba commented and said that this, that Rabbi Ami did this, Legarmehu Da'ovad. He did this on his own back, on his own accord. Dehacha Omer Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Omer Rabbi Yochanan Afilu Rabbi Yishlim De'Chochme, because Rabbi Yochanan himself held, even your Rebbe, your teacher that teach you wisdom, in a Yeshiv Olav Elu Yemechod, you only sit in mourning for him one day, not Shiva and Shloshim. Continues the Gemara, Kinoch Nafshed Reb Zeira. When Reb Zeira passed away, Posach Oleyahu Savdona, the Savdona said as follows, Eretz Shinor, the land of Bovel, Horo conceived Vayoldo and bore Reb Zeira. Eretz Tzvi, referring to Eretz Yisrael, Gidlo Shashu'eho, raised its delights because he came to Eretz Yisrael. Oino lo, Omro Rekes, Tveria said, woe, ki ovdo klichem doso, because it has lost a precious instrument. Kinoch nafshed Rabavo, when Rabavo passed away, Achisu, Amuda de Kisra, Maya, the pillars of Kisari shed water. Derbyasi, when Rabbi Yosi passed away, Shofu Marzovei de Tzipurei Domi, then the gutters of Tzipuri, they poured out blood from them. De Rabbi Yaakov, when Rabbi Yaakov passed away, Ischamiu Koichva B'yamama, the stars became visible in the middle of the day. De Rabbi Asi, when Rabbi Asi passed away, Iakru Kol Ilnei, all the trees got uprooted. De Rabbi Chia, when Rabbi Chia passed away, Nochisu Kippa Denura Mirakia, fiery stones descended from the sky. To Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yosi, when Rabbi Menachem passed away, Ishtau Tzalmanayo, then the engraved images became flattened, Vahava Lemechaltzayo, and they just became, the coins that had these images engraved on them became like smooth slabs. To Rabbi Tanchoim Barachia, when Rabbi Tanchoim passed away, Iskatsutu Kol Andartia, all the monuments got cut down. To Rav Elyoshiv, when Rav Elyoshiv passed away, Ichtaru Shivin Machtarta, 70 tunnels were dug by the burglars. And Rashi says here that all the while Rav Elyoshiv was alive, in his merit, there were no thieves. When he passed away, then 70 tunnels were dug by the burglars, Benaradar, in the place of Naradar. To Rav Hamnuna, when Rav Hamnuna passed away, Nechisa Kippa de Barada Mirakia, then hailstones descended from the sky. De Rabba v'Rav Yosef, when Rabba and Rav Yosef passed away, Noshuk Kippa de Pros Ahadodi, then the arches of the bridges of Pros, they touched each other. De Abaya v'Rava, when Abaya and Rava passed away, Noshuk Kippa de Diglas Ahadodi, then the arches of the bridges of the Diglas, they touched each other. Kinoch nafshei de Rav Masharshia, when Rav Masharshia passed away, Ton Dikla Shitza, then the date palms, they produced thorns. And a lot of these things cannot be understood in their literal sense, but this is, the Gemara is telling us about the different hespedim that were given on these great chachomim, and in the next shir we're going to continue from here.